This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, April 5, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Showers today, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:45 a.m. The Daily Item is reporting today that a Lynn tobacco license at a convenience store has been revoked by the Lynn Board of Health. The store, located on Monroe Street, has had numerous violations over the years, but last month it was raided by Lynn Police, State Police, and the Drug Enforcement Administration for allegedly operating as a drug front. The store is located at 132 Monroe Street in Lynn. The Veterans Services Building on Boston Street in Lynn will be staying open to service area veterans. This is Lynn City Councilor at Large Brian LaPierre.
We were in for a big fight over a year ago where they tried to strip away veteran services down on Boston Street. We're happy to report that that is now a city property. It now belongs to the city of Lynn through our economic development group. And we're going to look not to cut veteran services, but we're going to be advocating as city officials to expand upon the services that they care for veterans in that area of Franklin and Boston. We couldn't be happier now to have that building under city control and maintain and expand upon the services that they offer down there now.
LaPierre made his comments yesterday, and they were echoed by Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Yeah, it's a great point. Our veterans really rely on these services, and it's so important that they have a presence in our community. So we're thrilled that EDIC is taking this step. It's a great building that offers a lot of potential for the kind of commercial activity we want to continue to support jobs, and of course, really important for us to follow through with the VA to make sure that these services remain in the city of Lynn.
Again, the Veterans Services Center on Boston Street in Lynn will be remaining open. Peabody residents will be seeing a reduction in their electric rates. According to the Salem News, the Peabody Electric Department announced that a 15% rate reduction is coming, and that will offset the 16% rate increase the department imposed on customers back in January. In political news, Paul Layton of the Salem News is writing today that Beverly's Ward 2 Councilor Estelle Rann will not seek re-election this year. One candidate has already stepped into the race, Danielle Spang, an attorney and a member of the Ward 2 Civic Association. Finally today, a Peabody man, Robert Tucker, won the $1 million prize last month in the state's $2,000,000 50X cash word instant ticket game. According to the Salem News, he purchased the ticket at TJ's Variety on Linfield Street in Peabody. Bill Newell on sports next with details about a student-athlete recognition dinner being held tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. The Pirates beat the Red Sox again. Last night's score, 4-1. The series concludes this afternoon. The Celtics lost as well last night to the 76ers, 103-101. Celts right back in action tonight when they play host to the Raptors. The Bruins were off last night. They'll host Toronto tonight. The Salem News Boys Track All-Stars are in today's paper, and their track athlete of the year is Alex Jackson, a Peabody High sophomore and shot putter. Tonight is a big night for the Salem News Sports Department. It's their annual student athlete dinner to be held at the Danvers Port Yacht Club. Executive sports editor Phil Stacy tells us that the 15 schools in their coverage area nominated their top student athlete.
To nominate one student athlete, male or female, who best represents the combination of athletic excellence, outstanding work in the classroom, and strong community service, you know, whether it's coaching, volunteering, any number of things that they could do that would better their community.
The students are interviewed by a group of judges deciding the winner among 15 very strong candidates.
So if I do this alphabetically, we have Maya Perrin of Beverly. We have Shannon Bresnahan of Bishop Fenwick. We have Aris Zaris of Danvers. We have Maddie McDonald of Essex Tech. We have Chloe Gurn of Hamilton Wenham. We have Brian Milano of Ipswich. We have Dougie Pratt of Manchester Essex. We have Shane Keogh, from Marblehead. We have Matt Richardson from Masconomet. We have Penny Spack from Peabody. We have Emily Norton from Pingree. We have Jorbert Peralta from Salem Academy. We have Jack Doyle. Jack Doyle, right? Not Ethan. Ethan's his brother. Jack Doyle, right?
Correct.
Jack Doyle from Salem. Jimmy Ayers from St. John's Prep. And Lillian Goslin from Swampscott. I believe that's everybody.
Phil Stacy of the Salem News on their annual student athlete dinner being held tonight. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.